like being the smartest kid with Down syndrome.
Welcome to the weekly Basement Cast, recorded on site in a genuine basement. Here they are, Eric and Chris.
All right, this is Basement Cast number 2 with your host, Corpse Chris.
And Eric Trouser Fleece.
Sparkle Pants. Pants. Tickle your panty fancy.
Panty fancy? Panty. Really? Panty fancy. It's like cat fancy.
Yeah, I'm going with that.
It's like cat fancy, but dirty. Yeah.
Yeah. So, as you might have noticed, we have some new drops by our lovely pal, Naren.
He's batshit insane, but we love him anyway.
And I hope he's listening to this, as he should be, but...
I think he's still behind, actually. I don't think he listened to the first one yet.
Yeah, we have a calling now. We have behind episodes, yeah, even though we have one episode.
That is
episode.
Right. There are people who are behind the times on the Basement Cast.
Or just haven't heard of it, really.
Yeah, well, that's irrelevant. They'll hear about it soon enough.
But we got a new voicemail line, so you can call us and give us feedback and leave drunk messages.
Leave some funny shit for us to work off so we don't have to think up our own... material.
Yeah, we don't have to be clever then. You guys can help us out.
Yeah, you can be clever for us. And that number, if you want to call, is 1206-337-1292.
And there are some guidelines, though, which Eric will run through by you quickly.
Alright, ladies and gents. First off, we want aliases or first names only, no last names or phone numbers for your own sake. And if you are dumb enough to forget this rule, I'm not editing out, and everyone can fucking hear your phone number.
And it's going to be at the beginning of the show, not the end. And it better be a good alias. Something sexual.
Like the basement staff fuck.
You can't use Iron Snatch, though. It's used.
No Iron Snatch. The word Snatch is good. Fine, though. I expect everyone to incorporate Snatch into their alias somehow.
Oh, you can't use Basement Snatch because we already used it, too.
Yeah. Or Iron Basement. Woo, clever!
Iron Basement Snatch Keeper.
Penny fancy. Next, you guys, I want you to say where you're from, and for right now, I know where everyone's from, but eventually...
And not just like, hello, I'm from Winnipeg, the place where the Basement Cast is from, because that's a given, pretty much.
Yeah, no fucking shit. Just try and be a little original. Eventually, there will be someone who's not from Winnipeg who listens to it, I promise.
Depending on who we force our drops... into, basically.
Yeah. Our listening...
Sexually.
In the pants. Our listening base at the moment is consisting mainly of people I forced to listen to the show, so maybe eventually someone will listen of their own free will.
But we got good feedback, so I mean, whatever.
Yeah, apparently we're fucking mildly entertaining, which is more than I could ever hope for.
And we're looking into getting onto iTunes and...
such.
So we might have a bigger fan base, exponentially soon.
For those hundreds of people who decide to search Basement Cast a day.
Well, you know, we'll have Naren post,
yeah,
you know,
some more
spray paint, you know, whatever.
Spray paint?
Well, he was willing to do that before.
I only assume
he'll keep doing that.
And we'll get him to,
we'll get him to burn CDs and leave them in 7-Elevens.
Spray paint the URL over fucking mountains in Washington.
But he better get the URL actually right.
Oh, that'll be a good time.
We're not like... Yeah, never mind.
Last guideline. Try and have something to say when you call. I realize we don't have anything to say when we talk. That doesn't mean that I can't be more selective, and if it's shitty and useless, I will not play it. If you want
to
be...
Have something to say!
Well done, sir. You're your own fucking sound clip masterpiece.
Yeah!
But yeah, have something to say, or I can be a dick and I won't play it.
He does that.
I have...
It happens.
You heard me yell. Or didn't you?
If you heard last show, you know.
Yeah, there's yelling. Alright, so it occurred to me that in our first show we didn't properly introduce ourselves worth one shit. So I think what we should do here is we should try and sum up our life thus far in as little time as possible. I'm going to ask Chris to go first because I haven't thought of anything yet. So, Chris, go ahead and tell us about you.
Okay, where are we starting? Where are we starting exactly?
What is your first memory?
Well, that's going to be a little tough considering a lot of substance abuse. I guess I'll start with that.
So, okay, your last week then.
Well, last week didn't go very well, so I'll probably have to go a little bit further back than that.
So go to.
Again, lots of substance abuse, I stopped doing it. I've warded off my friends. Basically, they kept doing drugs. I didn't. I become a basement kid, and basically right back to substance abuse, and here I am.
It's a cyclical process. All right, well, I was born, and I have pretty much followed the straight and narrow from then. I am easily the most uninteresting person there is on the planet.
Straight edge and not forcing people about it.
Yay, I'm the good sober guy.
There's no good sober guys.
Yeah, fuck
you. Are you kidding me?
Fuck you! I do the music thing now, as you probably know, considering our entire listening base knows me personally.
Oh, and I also play guitar and play drums.
He thinks he can play guitar and thinks he can play drums.
No, I know I can't play drums now.
Sexually.
But I could.
Yeah, could. Sure. Big could.
Then I traded it for an Xbox.
And then you traded the Xbox for an amp.
Which is what I was going for anyway.
Barter system!
But I mean, back to your little train wreck of a story. Go.
That was pretty much the end of my story.
No. Nope.
We have come to the point in my life where I do nothing but sit in my basement and play guitar. And that, in essence, is why we decided to name the podcast The Basement Cast, because we are both fucking losers who love basements. In a good way.
But we're different than Inside Kids. At least me.
No, yeah, okay. We have somewhat usable social skills and are not complete outcasts and isolationists, though I am.
No, exact opposite, actually.
Definitely apathetic and antisocial at times, but that's different.
But it's odd because we know everything about being social and have many characteristics of it, but they just don't come into play most often.
Yeah, fuck people. All right. Well, Chris, what did you do last week that's worth talking about for an extended period of time?
Well, I mean, we could talk about Sonata. That was a big point.
Sonata? How did you think of that?
Oh, well, this just got bad.
Yeah, okay, moving on.
Well, other than the fact that we have notes, okay, so basically we're driving to Sonata at West End Cultural Center.
Which we mentioned last cast as
last Wednesday?
Yeah, it was last Wednesday.
It was last Wednesday.
As the show, we were like, oh god, that was bad. Okay, moving on. We were en route to the show, and due to some trickery of one-way streets downtown, I managed to fuck up and have to take an extra loop.
Yeah, Maryland.
Sure, okay.
Yeah, it was Maryland. I know the city a little bit.
Yeah, that's why I was taking directions, because we fucked up because I was taking directions from Menza.
Well, no, you're taking directions from me, but Menza likes to fuck people over and just insert his, quote, help whenever he can.
Turn left here. It's a one-way street going right. Fucking do it anyway.
No, into the building. Do it.
Yeah, and that's really helpful when I'm lost as shit. But anyway, it was...
Back to the story.
It was fortunate that we had to take this little detour, because upon returning to Portage,
we saw a man on the side of the road, and
which in and of itself...
It was an elegant sort of being.
In and of itself, a man on the side of the road with a sign and a squeegee in Winnipeg is not the most uncommon sight in the world.
But an old man? Older gentleman?
A 40-year-old-ish fella.
With the greatest sign in the world.
Which read simply, honk if you masturbate.
Let's bathe in that a little bit.
Yeah, bathe in the glow.
Honk if you masturbate. He must have had so many calls.
Calls?
Like, well...
Honks?
I want to come up with something better than he must have had so many better honks, and it just didn't come out right.
Yeah, well, I don't think he has a phone, which is the issue. Anyway, so we laugh, we honk, we tell him, good job. He busts out the squeegee and proceeds to wash my windows the best they've ever been done. Like, squeegee kids?
Yeah.
Fuck up windshields all the time. They suck at it, there's streaks, it's dirty. This guy was a fucking champ at window cleaning.
Well, I mean, he had the experience, obviously. You know, apparently. 40-year-old guy.
Years and years of fucking cleaning windshields and talking about masturbation.
And knowing what signs are good, too.
Like, yeah, you gotta, if you're going to be a homeless guy, you got to have a solid sign that draws people in, that sort of deal.
And Alex, you're a cheap bastard, and the guy deserved a $5 bill. Fuck you.
Fucking $3 my ass. I don't want to give him $5. Fuck you, he deserved it.
No, no, you know, bust out the money. And then he dropped it in your car.
Did he?
Well, he dropped something. Like,
I think that was when he ripped his ticket in half.
No, I talked to him about that after. He didn't, apparently he ripped it some other place. Oh, he's a retard.
He's just fucking retarded then.
Stefan Jr.
Woo! Yay for inside jokes. So we actually get to the show.
Yeah, we finally get there, and we got good parking, though.
We did. It was actually really solid parking. It was only about, like, a 2-minute walk, which was nice, because I decided in minus 30-some-odd weather, I didn't need anything but a t-shirt.
Which was also funny, because you originally wanted to park, like, halfway down the street away, and I was like, dude, there's, like, 40 feet of, like, no cars on the side of the road.
I can't remember just my motivation forward. For that, but, yeah, that sounds like me.
So we finally get there, yeah. And turns out Sonata were delayed in Ontario or something like that.
Yeah, they had to drive and apparently...
28 hours or 26 hours or something.
So they were
straight
about
driving.
2 hours behind, so we ended up having to stand in the unheated foyer of the West End Cultural Center with me still in a t-shirt for upwards of 2 hours.
I think it actually was heated, but it didn't help that everyone was opening the door constantly...
To try and
or
get
keeping
in.
It open for long periods of time.
The truth there. We were standing there for it was around 2 hours in, like, a group of fucking annoying little bitch-ass kids.
10-year-old mentality.
Like, they're older than me, but they definitely don't act it. Fucking, like, it blew my mind. These people are obviously somehow completely retarded in the literal sense of the word. They've been slowed down to a point I don't even understand
They've
anymore.
Been slowed down to the point that they just realized that the internet existed because they're talking about Tourette's guy and stuff finally.
Like, fucking really?
And he died already.
Gotta be 6 years old.
Like, he actually passed away already and they're figuring this out now. Like, really? Really?
Then, to top that off, they decided in the middle of the West End, that it was a solid idea to make racist jokes very loudly. It was like, really, guys? Racist jokes went out of style after grade 4. Like, fucking get on board.
And then the black guy walked in.
Oh, that was funny.
Oh.
They shut right up. Oh, it was a good time.
And then that one kid passing around that Rockstar drink.
Oh, that was great.
What the hell happened with that? It started out by Todd, like, right by the doors.
Yeah, he had it, and he decided he didn't want any more, so he passed it on to some other kid who drank some, decided he didn't want any more, and said, pass it up to the front.
But the only problem is, the kid that drank some was totally unrelated to our buddy Todd.
Like, completely. I don't understand.
Like, they didn't even know each other. I found out after. I was like, is that guy drinking it?
That was
awkward. I figured it was his drink, and then I found out it wasn't his.
Definitely awkward.
And then, I don't know, it got past some other kids, and they didn't know what the fuck to do.
Yeah, they tried to